Welcome. This is Sue Ellis-Seller, and I'm here on Three the Charm, but I'm by myself today. The other ladies weren't able to make it, so no big deal. We're going to talk still about law of attraction and manifesting what you want in your life. This is especially important in the new year because I feel like everybody that I've seen is really excited about coming into 2018. Many people had issues last year with money, with love, with careers. And so last year was kind of one of those years that everybody wanted to leave behind as quickly as possible so that they could move into the coming year. Just to give you a little bit of information about myself and what I do, my name is Sue Ellis-Seller. I'm a transformational life coach, a certified Reiki master, actually a certified transformational life coach and a Reiki master. I also read tarot, angel, and oracle cards, also Lenormand. And I work with people from a perspective that helps them to feel more powerful in their lives and bring more happiness and rewarding satisfaction into their lives. If you want to chat with me after the show, you can send me a message to sue@sueellissoller.com, and we can arrange a reading. So today, as I mentioned before, we're going to start about the law of attraction and manifesting what you want into your life. And I will be doing some reading. So I see we have a couple of callers on hold right now waiting. So I'll get to them in a few minutes. What I wanted to explain a little bit is the law of attraction. So basically, you know, working to bring the things that you want into your life based on the energy that you put out. So a lot of times they say that, you know, kind of what you radiate is what the universe gives back to you. So in terms of love, if you fill your life with love and if you notice all the love that you have around you in your life, then you tend to get more of it because the universe sees you being grateful. Gratitude is a huge thing in the law of attraction. We'll talk about that in a little bit. I will make a note of that. So the universe sees you being grateful for what it's giving to you. So in terms of, you know, love takes many different forms. It's friendship. It's from your family members to you. It's from you to other things as well. So, you know, I like my dogs a lot. I love my dogs. They're so cute and so funny. And, you know, so I noticed that as a form of love coming to me. And so, you know, that would be one thing. If I was feeling like there wasn't a lot of love in my life, I would then look at what love there is around me. And the same is with passion, too. Passion can take many different forms. It can be interest that you have in a project or a certain topic. It can be, you know, a cause that you're passionate about. Other people can be passionate about you as well in other ways that aren't necessarily romantic, but you still have to consider the passion. So, you know, these kind of little tweaks in the way we perceive ourselves, our environments, and everything that's going around us will help us ultimately to attract more of what we desire. So, and that is actually part of the thing about manifesting what you want in your life. And manifesting is, you know, to create what you want in your life. And so a lot of people who use the law of attraction to manifest what they want in their life. So to create lives that are happy and that have a lot of what they want in them. So as I mentioned before, gratitude is a part of manifesting what you want in your life. And so when you realize what you have in your life, the universe, you know, then you attract more. And it goes the same with negative thinking. And I hear this all the time when I'm doing readings with people. And the way that they phrase things, learning how to phrase things properly. So I hear a lot of, I'll never find a guy. I always end up with the wrong person. Nobody ever wants to work with me. I never have any luck in money. So, and I almost hate to say those things. I would clear my energy and say that those are not things from me that I would say, because I understand that those things actually help, like they show the universe what you think about what's going on. So you have to learn to kind of tweak what you're saying, or to say something, things in a little different way. So you could say, up until now, I haven't had so much luck with love. I've had some great experiences that I'd like to repeat, you know, things like that. Or I'd really like to find a job that I feel secure and comfortable and, you know, passionate about. Because these things, when you phrase what you say a little bit differently, is like phrasing what you say a little bit differently is one of the keys in manifesting what you want in your life. And so there is this thing too about actually believing that you can achieve what you want to manifest. And so, you know, of course, God or the universe or spirit is all knowing. And so the universe knows whether or not can you believe that you can get what you want in your life. So you say, you know, I desire to have $1 million or whatever, or I desire to have this specific job. And then in the back of your mind, you're thinking, but I'll never get it. Or, you know, I desire to have a profound, epic love in my life. But in the back of your mind, you're repeating those negative, you know, thoughts that you have about other things. And so the universe isn't only reading the things that you say that you want. It's also reading what you're thinking about what you want, or what you're thinking about what you have in your life. And so those are things to take into consideration when you're doing manifestation work and when you're working on bringing new, exciting things into your life. I'm going to take a call right now, manifesting the desire for this person to get a reading today. And they're from 480, which is my old area code. So I'll go ahead and take this call now. Hi, thanks for holding, caller. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name's Mike. And yeah, I used to live in Scottsdale, and now I live in California.
Oh, okay. Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
Today
How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking to, I'm in a sales job, which is fine.
Okay.
Not in work today because the freeways were shut down because of the mudslides
after
the fire. Yeah, in between Ventura and Santa Barbara. So it's a hooky day today. And I'm looking to create a job that I don't have to go to work. And
okay.
I just kind of want to get, you know, I'm looking to either find that position or create that position, whether it be a business or with a company. And the ultimate goal is not to have to live anywhere, you know, type of thing.
Okay.
And I'm just was curious about some insight and direction around that.
Okay. Let me pull some cards and see what comes up. And also, have you written a list to the universe, the first card that shows up is the Ace of Pentacles, so that shows me that there's a new exciting job on the way for you. So that's always good. But what I would really recommend in keeping with law of attraction and working on manifesting your desires, do you know anything about vision boards?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So have you created a vision board for this vision that you have for yourself?
I haven't for this particular thing. I have in the past, but that sounds like a good project today.
Right. Yeah, you have a day to do that, to play hooky. And then also be really honest with yourself and with the universe. And you could even write on the back of your manifestation list, you know, I want a job that's location independent. I want a job that allows me to afford these luxuries. I want a job that allows me to have 20,000 income in my, or savings in, you know, every day, so that I, you know, I want a job with stability. I want a job that's satisfying. So just all the different points that you'd like to bring to this job that you desire. And be specific.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, be specific, totally specific. Be totally honest with the universe about what you want. Because the universe kind of knows when you're saying one thing and you really want something else.
So I should really just say I wanted to be one of the winners of the Powerball and just mail it in?
Well, there's also, you know, that's the one desire. I wish that I could do that. I have desired that so hard before. So. But yeah, you could put that on there, but you know, the other thing is to make the best plan. You can make your
right,
security
no, exactly.
net for
yeah.
yourself. Yeah. So with the cards that came up, I do see the end of, you know, a bad situation coming up for you, and new opportunities as far as job, finance, and abundance coming to you.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful.
But I also see you need to make a choice, though. And this might be something that is holding you up, that you're kind of standing on the precipice about, is making this choice. Because I feel like you have a lot of ideas that are kind of halfway developed.
Right.
And what you need to do is really take the time to, and have the patience with yourself in the project. Because part of you just feels like you're stuck in the situation that you're in. Like, if you feel like you don't have the background or the appropriate skills.
In the current position?
For taking this leap, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know the side project that you're referring to. That, again, doubt kind of creeps in and different things like that.
Right. But what I see, though, is that you're a really motivated, really kind of passionate, resourceful kind of guy.
Yes.
So you aren't as trapped as you might believe you are. And there might be a way to finagle your way into, I don't want to say finagle because that seems like dishonest, but
right.
The shift.
Oh, yeah. But I understand the phrasing, you know, in regards to what you're getting to.
Okay. And make sure that you keep your motivation and your passion really high for this, and also keep focused, because I also feel like shiny object syndrome can be an issue for you as well.
Yep.
And so what you need to do is really sit down and really get your game plan in order. And I feel like you like to make lists and check things off. So,
yeah, as much as I like to pretend I'm not as structured and so forth, I kind of really am in like a routine.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some health things as well as, you know, that's kind of thrown me off in regards to that, like from a car accident. Physically over the past several months, I haven't been able to do what I normally do. And it almost feels like an anchor, you know, type of thing. So,
right.
And I can meditate, but I also have to have the physical exertion of exercise to kind of coincide with that meditation for it to ultimately be, you know, to be working, type of thing.
Right. But
otherwise, it gets crazy.
But you mentioned that, and it works so well together. Like, I love meditation and movement. You know, it's kind of like
yeah.
yoga, or they say, you know, even cleaning your house where you have those repetitive, mindless motions where you can really tune into yourself.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, you know, don't push yourself too hard, but push yourself enough to where your body is challenged and growing, but not where you're re-injuring any kind of problem areas that
sure.
you had.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I feel like there's part of you that's just over and done with, you know, the same old, same old. But
yeah, because, I mean, an office job isn't for me. I've tried to do it. And again, I took the job in the sales position. I mean, I work for a great company. So, you know, and that's not the issue. It's just I've worked in an office position before, you know, doing sales, and it's just it's just not my thing. There's you can't really be creative in a cubicle.
No. But you can be creative outside of the cubicle.
Right. Yeah, and that's the other thing too, is like I have at least an hour commute, and then by that time, you know, it kind of gets in, you know, again, there isn't enough me time.
Look at how you said that.
No, you're right.
Because, you know, they have voice recording things, so if you wanted to write a book or be making notes about different social media advertising that you want to do, or really putting those building blocks in place, you could actually be using that time that you're in the car.
Yeah, no, you're right. And actually, I take, because it's cheaper, I take the, and I don't have to sit in traffic, I actually take an express bus to Santa Barbara. So technically I do have that me time, but I mean, you know, but still strapped to an office.
Right. I don't know, because like if I take the train to Vienna, sometimes I go into Vienna for work, but
mm-hmm.
that's when I bring my notebook and, you know, I kind of
right.
like get so much done. So it's really,
yeah.
You know, I understand where you're saying, okay, I have a, you know, a 10-hour day or an 11-hour day, depending on if you get your lunch or whatever. But
right.
ultimately, where there's a will, there's a way, and you can't butt yourself out of things.
Correct.
So, and yeah, don't, I had the card, I drew another card that came up, and it just that insecurity in your root area, so feeling really, you know, kind of allowing the devil to get in. I don't want to say the devil in, like, the term, you know, but
yeah.
allowing that fear to run things
right.
instead of letting your own security and heart run things, because you're probably capable of a lot more than you're thinking you are right now.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree 100%.
So it's time to put the pedal to the metal and, you know, kind of discipline is my big word for this year. Like, I'm learning how being disciplined with myself and with my time is really making me a lot happier. And even though I shy away from the word discipline, I need it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, it's not so much I don't think it's discipline. It's more of like a more precise focus.
Right.
As well, you know, that type of thing. So, yeah, I don't know. So trying to figure it out, but I know exactly what you're saying in that sense.
Okay, good. So, yeah, just bring the focus to it now. You know what you need to do and just do it. as easy as
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, right.
Right? Yeah. But don't let yourself make excuses. You know, set up a reasonable amount of time to work towards your goals. And set goals that feel good and that are timed, that you can measure. So really, you know, work on it from that aspect.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, Mark. Mike, I'm sorry. And yeah, let me know if you need some help, because I do life coaching too. So if you want to put together a game plan and have somebody kind of crack a whip, let me know.
Right. Oh, I certainly will. I certainly will. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, Mike. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to. I think I might have kicked him out, and I didn't mean to do that. Wow, we got some callers waiting on the line. But that is kind of what I was talking about. Like, when you're working on manifestation, and I really, really recommend this book called E-Squared, and it's by an authoress called Pamela Grout. And it talks about how to work on manifesting things in your life and how, you know, they've actually done scientific experiments that deal with thinking about things on a molecular level and studying the electrons in atoms and things like that. And, you know, how what we think we'll see influences the action of the electrons in atoms when they're looking at them. And it's really fascinating stuff. And it's really, you know, groundbreaking kind of quantum physics where, you know, we're wondering kind of how we, in what we do and how we think, can actually make things happen in our lives, and how we have so much power in our lives to achieve different things through the way we talk, through the way we think, through the way we see things, and through our expectations as well. Because expectations are a big part of this. When you expect the best, then the universe brings it to you. And you can actually, you know, I think a lot of times people settle because they think that that's all that they can get when they really want something more. And so you just have to not settle. You have to be, you know, you have to allow the universe to bring you exactly what it is you want and say no to the things that you don't want, which sometimes is really pretty difficult. So I have some callers holding, and I'm going to take some calls. Just to let you know, I'm keeping track of people that I've spoken with before, just to make sure that new callers get the opportunity to get a reading, so that we get some variety and serve more audience members. So I'm going to take this call from the 330 area code. Hi, thanks for holding. Who am I chatting with today?
Yes, Nina. This is Ashley from Erie, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Ashley. How are you today?
Good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How can I help you?
I'm trying to almost create a whole new life for myself. So do you have anything general that would come up? If I'm going in the right direction or something else needs a little more work on.
Okay. Well, I do think that you're leaving behind something that wasn't serving you.
Correct.
And it's probably been a little bit of a rough while. And you really just are tired of fighting. It's just like, I've had enough. I'm ready to move on now. But right now I do see... Well, yeah, I see you making a clean break and letting go of things and having a, you're putting a lot of work and effort into it, which is good, because that's going to pay off for you as well. But if things don't manifest as you had expected them to initially, don't lose hope. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like you really want things to change very drastically in a very short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the completion is there. Completion and patience and forgiveness here. So it's really a thing about also forgiving yourself. Because I feel like you're bringing a lot of guilt with you into the next level. And so basically, I'm going to not go with the cards right now. I'm going to say, are you pursuing what it is that you want, or are you running away from what you don't want?
I know what I want, but I know I need to leave behind what is no longer necessary in my life.
Okay. Okay, good. And are you willing to make a break with these things, or because sometimes you have to like really shift who you're hanging out with, you know, make sure that you're not allowing yourself to spend time with people who aren't good for you, and really kind of face that lonely place in yourself.
Yes, I've been limiting time with certain people in my life, setting better boundaries.
Okay. Okay, that's good, because I feel like sometimes you try to consider the other person's feelings before your own. And so you're like, oh,
yes,
I'll just help this one time, and then you get kind of sucked back into it.
Correct.
Okay.
That is something I am working on.
Okay, good. Are you seeing a therapist or anybody who can help you with the boundaries?
Not right now. I have in the past.
Okay. And then also, I feel like a clean break is necessary for you, like where you might even be thinking about taking an extended vacation or moving to a different area, just so that you can put some space and some get some place, like mental space as well.
Yes, I am thinking about it.
Okay, okay. Because part of that is good, because then you'll be in a new environment with new people and new, you know, everything is going to be, you know, different and exciting and rewarding. But remember, too, that there's some stuff inside of you that you need to kind of sort out as well, because you don't want to have the same relationships come up just with different faces. Do you know
anything
what I mean?
In particular come up?
You know, as far as... Sorry, my dog came in here and he's bugging me. But as far as, I just feel like it's kind of repeated. Like you have such an open heart, and so you tend to attract friends and lovers who see that open heart. But you're just so used to giving to everybody else, and you sometimes you don't allow other people to give to you. And so it turns into this cycle of give, deplete. And then, I feel like you have friends who are really there for you and who want to give you help and support and everything, but you're like, no, I got this.
Yes, that's correct.
And so, and then, you have to learn to open up and be receptive, too. Because as much as you help other people want to help you. And if you leave and you haven't dealt with the stuff that, you know, these tendencies, then you're just going to have it in the same place. You're going to attract the same relationships.
Okay, so be open to receiving and forgive myself are the lessons to work on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and boundaries.
Yeah.
And do you really need the people who are pushing your boundaries all the time?
No, but you can't just dismiss your family all the time.
I know that. So, and I'm not meaning to laugh, but I know it so well that, you know, that's why I laugh. But
that's why it's been difficult. They have to keep coming back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to, but they keep trying. And It's been a process.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, though? I mean, it's hard to think of at first, but when you teach them to be responsible for their own stuff, or when you force them to be responsible for their own stuff, then they've learned such a better lesson than if you continue to allow them to kind of ride. Or
got
be codependent.
It.
You know.
Yes, I've been reading all about that one. I know that
yeah.
one back and forth now. It's just implementing it.
It's hard because you love them. But
yep.
sometimes loving them is encouraging them to do it on their own. And then they grow the skills that they need. They get the reward of and satisfaction for doing it themselves. And they may have a little bit of temporary difficulty with it. And they may cry and kick and scream and call you names and everything. But they got to learn it
yep.
themselves.
Been there.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're just enabling them and it's a codependent relationship and it's really not loving at that point.
Well, that's a new perspective. I appreciate that one.
Okay. Well, I wish you all the best. I mean, I totally understand what you're going through. And, you know, I hate to say tough love, because but it's just really letting them learn to do it on their own.
Thank you very much for the encouragement today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yes, actually, I will be working.
Okay, good. Take care of yourself, okay? And remember, you can
yes.
do it.
Yes, I can.
Okay. Have a fantastic
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Ashley.
Also.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So, yes, I know that one is hard, too, because, oh, codependent relationships and enabling and stuff like that. It's so interesting and so difficult to, because a lot of times people want to give love. You give love and then you get love in return is what we generally think. And sometimes we have to teach people how to create boundaries for themselves and to respect the boundaries of other people and also to take care of themselves because, and not only that, but receiving is so hard for women especially to do. Like sometimes it's just one of those things where you really have to make a concerted effort to allow other people to do the things for you that you would do without hesitation for other people. So, wow, that's always deep. And it was kind of funny because I felt the same thing before in my own personal life and in my own personal relationships. And so, you know, it's not as easy said as it is done, but it's sometimes what you have to do to kind of feel best about things and to not feel advantage overused. So I'm going to go on to another call. We have somebody from Chicagoland area here, the 718 area code. So hi, thanks for holding.
Hi, hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, who am I speaking with today?
Hi, this is Katie.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Wonderful. So how can I help you today?
I love the topic. I actually have a manifesting question.
Sure. Great.
Okay. So many years ago, I had a roommate and I wanted to move out of town, right? And I had got, is it Shakti Gawain? She has a book called Creative Visualization, right?
Okay.
And I didn't have any more money. And I used to go and sit outside every day and write about, you know, what I wanted and feel it. Like I would feel it and then kind of release it. And I had attracted about like $22,000. And I was able to move
uh-huh.
and get me a car.
Awesome.
Right. Okay. Right. It was. So now I've been in another, I'm in another situation, and I do not like. And I've kind of been feeling stuck where I'm staying at, and I don't know. I don't feel I'm manifesting anymore, or maybe I'm not manifesting what I want. And so I want to move. I can move with a man if it's my man, or I'm open to, you know, just a better place than where I'm at. And I'm just wondering, am I going to move soon, or am I doing, like, what can I do? I don't want to, what can I do to manifest it, or am I doing something wrong?
Okay. Well, first of all, it seems like you might have a little bit of doubt about your ability to manifest this time.
Okay.
Because, like, the last time you were just like, pow, you know, you're like, but I can't do that again, you know.
Yeah, and it happened like in 2 weeks, in like 2 to 3 weeks, I got two different sets of money. Yeah.
Right. Right. So now there's a part of you that's like, I can't do this again. Like, I did it before, and that was just a lucky kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And so this time you're really testing the universe. You're saying, I am opening up to doing this again. But then you have to go back to ritual. You have to go back to practice.
Okay.
So you have to sit and meditate and visualize and even get the book again. And
I have it, but I used to do it outside, you know, out in nature. That's one thing I definitely know I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if that's an issue or I don't know.
Usually not. I mean, nature is a wonderful way of seeing abundance, because if you walk through a forest, can you count the leaves on the ground?
No.
If you walk through a meadow, can you count the grass?
No.
You know, there's potentially billions of blades of grass on a field. And that's possible. That's what nature makes. That's what the universe makes. And it's kind of profound, but you have to bring that into your own space. And also be grateful for what you have right now. Be grateful for the roof over your head. Be grateful for the money that you have to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
And set a goal. So say, universe, I have until, you know, February 10th. I want X amount of dollars, you know, $20,000. I want a comfortable, secure home with fabulous roommates and, you know, I don't know what other, you know, a pool or whatever you want. And then you have to believe.
Okay.
That it can be there for you. And you have to feel it. You can't let any kind of nag of insecurity, you know, throw you off your course. And you can't say, I'm doing it wrong. You're doing it right. You're doing it exactly right. You don't need to be out in nature. You can make a park in your head.
That's true.
You know? So believe that you're doing it exactly the right way. And believe that you will get exactly what you want or better. Always end it with or better. And if you have manifesting partners, like friends that are working on manifestation, you can always wish for the other person to get what they want too, because that helps to bring more power to it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So believe that it's going to happen. And then call me back when it does.
Okay, so you have to tell me, have you seen me moving?
So I see you gaining independence, and I see you doing some hard work. I don't see anything specifically dealing with moving, but I see you finding your strength, gaining independence. So if you're in a place where you don't feel independent right now, then you're going to get more independence. Mm-hmm. So there is going to be a shift, but I feel like you have to sometimes look. You have to put the word out there, because I feel like also you're kind of keeping things to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And right now is the time to share, because I feel like it's going to come to you through word of mouth.
Okay.
And so you have to be more open to sharing your situation and, you know, ear to the ground. And I feel like sometimes you hear little tidbits or snippets, like you zoom into conversations and you hear different things that are going to help you on your way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will let you know how it goes. I'm going to get started today.
Okay. And what's your due date for the universe?
I would love it if I could move in 3 weeks.
Okay. So I will also add you to my Reiki. And I will hope that you get what you desire within 3 weeks.
Thank you. Thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
I will let you know. Thank you.
Please do, Katie. And good
okay,
luck.
Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.
Thank you. Happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Oh, Happy New Year to you. Thank you. So that is also one of the things that we were talking about a little bit with Katie, is just making sure that you believe in your ability to manifest things in your current situation as they are right now. Because a lot of times I know that people really project themselves either into the future or into the past. And so, you know, a lot of times they're saying, oh, it's never happened for me before, so I can't. Or they say, oh, I'm not where I want to be, so I can't. And what you have to do is believe that right now, as you are in this situation, in this perspective, in this body, in this situation, if I didn't say that already, you are capable of manifesting what you desire or better. And another thing I mentioned to Katie is using the power of other people, not using the power of other people, but people bringing their power together in order to help to increase the, you know, the thought, the feeling, the energy behind this manifestation work. And I belong to a couple of groups on Facebook that are geared towards manifesting things. So, and it's really interesting to see how powerful the energy of working in a group to manifest things can be. So you're not just sitting alone. You're not just, you know, doing your vision board, which, I do have a vision board blog post on my blog at SueEllisSoller.com. And, you know, creating a vision board is where you get a piece of paper, poster board, and you take different pictures. You really think about what you want in your life, and you put those pictures on your vision board in order to bring and attract those things into your life. And I made a vision board before I got married to my husband. So I guess that vision boarding works. So, and I have one that I've been working on. My vision has remained the same for a while, only different elements of it have changed. So, you know, making a vision board in order to focus your attention on a daily basis. And what Katie was saying too, is she was really journaling about her manifestations and her desires. And, you know, one of the things too, and I'm jumping around, I do that. But she was journaling on a daily basis and taking the time every single day to focus on what she wanted to bring into her life. And so that is, you know, one of the reasons you make a vision board, or one of the reasons you journal every day, or make a do be have list, is so that each and every day you can sit and ponder what it is you want to bring in your life. And when you do that on a daily basis, the universe kind of conspires to bring you what you want and what you need into your life. And also, when you take that time to focus on those things, then you set yourself up consciously each and every day to work towards attaining those things. Because sometimes I have to say it does take work, and you can't shy away from that. Not everything is going to drop into your lap, but a lot of times the opportunities that you want will drop into your lap. But you might have to send an email out, or you might have to talk with friends about what you need or want. You have to look. It's kind of a, I don't want to say it's a joke, but it's kind of a joke for the people in who are looking for love, and they really want to find a significant other, but they never leave their houses. And so, you know, it's just, you have to put yourself in the places that you need to be in order to find what you want. And, you know, I don't not believe in synchronicity. I do believe in synchronicity 100%. I do believe in serendipity. I do believe that you meet the people who you're supposed to meet. But sometimes you have to go out of your house, because you're not going to meet them sitting on your couch. I have one more caller. I'm going to take this call from the 618 area code, and then we'll probably wrap up for the day. So, okay, just a second. Hi, thanks for holding.
Yes, hello, ladies.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Yes,
thank
Regina.
It's just me today. I'm sorry. The other ladies are...
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, I thought it was another one. That's okay.
So, how can I help you today, Regina?
Is there any way I can get just a message? Because there's some things in the air, of course, and just want to see what is pulling up for you regarding this year, and or just what the next direction in my life.
Okay.
What steps I need to take.
Yeah, because it looks like you do need to take some steps away from something. And it looks like a relationship with a person who you thought might have been a lot more secure and stable than they were. This could also be, you know, that you need to focus on, like, the thing that comes up to me is that, you know, giving money to other people and in your own detriment. So taking care of the needs of others before you take care of your own self. And so that turns you into, you know, it brings you to a space where you have to read a lot about what's going on. And sometimes you lose a lot of the positivity and, you know, optimism. Is this ringing true for you?
No. Mm-mm.
No.
Because my last relationship ended almost 3 years ago legally. I divorced, but been separate 4 years. And I'm over that, the whole thing. And now I'm in a place where, even though within 4 years, just trying to find some common ground. I'm trying to find a balance in, you know, my money flow and career. And that is such a struggle area. I mean, I've been through a lot. So starting over, all over again with children, that's very hard. But I've made it because last year I was just having temp jobs, and like this past Friday was my last day on my assignment, very unexpectedly. So I'm at, back at the grind again. And but 2 years prior to that, I couldn't find work. So it was like no doors were open for me. I tried. I just couldn't get nothing open. I don't know if that was the universe just doing that just because you need to go through some things to know, you know, to know God himself, or I don't know, but that's just my thinking. And but now I'm just like, okay, God, you know, I'm at that place now. I need some manifestation coming on so I can get what I need, not and want, so I don't have to go through this cycle of struggling. And of course I wouldn't want my kids to go through this cycle of struggling, but you know, I don't know how their future gonna be, so I'm just trying to, you know, set an example for them.
Right.
And how to handle, you know, upset when it comes to you.
Right. And first of all, you say, like, I think that you need to shift a little bit of your perspective, because you said you have to struggle to find God. You know, that this struggle is just part of life. And it could be that you're not meant to stay at these temporary positions and that you're actually being guided to something that's going to be better, more stable, to bring you better opportunities in life. And so it's really keeping that positive, because I feel like sometimes you're like, I've been through this before and it's so hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this isn't my place to say and you don't have to answer it, but if your ex is not paying child support, then it might be time for you to, you know, get some foundations and some stability, you know, financial stability set up for your children so that you don't have to struggle so much.
Yes, I get child support from him. It's just like when I'm telling you my divorce is after the divorce, then my son dealt with a medical condition. So that was extra money that was not, you know, allotted in the child support. It just came after the divorce was finalized. And so he wouldn't help me as much with that. And then that's when I lost my other job. So it was like, you know, I ain't expect him to step in, do what he need to do, just pay child support. But, you know, we still have these children together. You can at least go beyond and do the right thing. But, you know, it is what it is. And, you know, I'm over that. Because I already know how he is. So, yeah. But I do get child support. So.
Okay. Yeah, because it's just important, and especially you said your son has medical issues that, you know, that kind of make things a little bit more, a little bit less stable for you. So you have to come up with more money. You have to be able to be there for your son. He needs you to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so you really need something that allows you that freedom and gives you the money that you need. So, and that would be something that I would really sit down and make a list of exactly what you want to find in a job. So you want flexibility. You want at least X amount of dollars per year. You want awesome health insurance. You want, you know, weekends and evenings off. You know, really get, you want an awesome team to work with that's full of wonderful, loving, supportive people. You want a company that's going to last you, you know, where you can feel comfortable for the rest of your career. You want a job that offers you upward mobility and challenges and learning opportunities. So write all of that down. Write and, you know, think about your wish list. Like, if I had the most awesome job in the whole world, what would I be doing every day?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then start looking and believe it's out there. And talk to friends. Talk to, you know, talk to your temp agency. Talk to recruiters, or, you know, they call them headhunters or whatever, get your resume looked over. Do everything that you can to make yourself visible and shine.
Yes. I'm definitely doing that. I'm definitely on the grind again, and working with the staffing agency, and pursuing, and, you know, and my own as well, not just, I'm just putting all the, you know, pressure on the staffing agency, because I can do it myself as well.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But believe that, like, the ultimate best job is out there for you, and that you're going to find it. Don't believe it's something for other people. Believe it's something for you, and that you're going to find it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, and have all of those things in mind. And that's how it works. I mean, when you're working with the law of attraction, and when you're working with manifesting, it's believing. It's setting those standards. It's like opening up a catalog of what you want and describing it so that the universe can deliver exactly what it is you want. And believing that it's there. You know, you don't want to order just a shirt from the universe, right? Because you don't know if you're going to get a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or a blouse. You don't know if it's going to be made of burlap or silk. You don't know if it's going to be mustard green or, you know, you don't know what it's going to be. But when you tell the universe exactly what you want, then it takes all of that guesswork out of it. And then be open to receiving it. Don't say, don't turn it down. They say always, you know, take a job that's going to be a challenge, but you feel like you can do, instead of something that's beneath you.
Yes, definitely.
So, yep. So,
okay.
I hope that helped you, Regina. And call back and let us know when you get the job, okay?
All right. Thank you so much. You have a great
day. You're
welcome.
Okay, you too. And happy New Year. Bye-bye.
Happy New Year to you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So I'm going to wrap up our show today. I mentioned earlier to Mike that I am also a certified transformational life coach, and I do the readings as well. And I also do, you know, work to help people. You know, I can do everything from looking at polishing resumes to helping people figure out marketing plans, things like that. So if you would like to work together in the future with me, you can send me an email, sue@sueellisfeller.com. I was talking a lot about making a vision board today. And what a vision board is just, like I said, a way for you to really get clear to the universe about what it is you want. So my vision board includes, you know, the way I want my relationships with my children and my husband to be. I have personal goals on there. I have work goals on there. I have, you know, society and you know, kind of the world around me goals on my vision board as well. So if you want to take a look at that, too, you can look at my blog. I will post the link to that specific article in the episode info so that you can find that later on. And like I said before, the universe is usually always conspiring to give you what it is that you desire. And you have so much power to change your world and to change your circumstances, you know, in the way that you'll think, oh my gosh, I have to pinch myself. Is this real? Just be aware of how you talk, what you say. Try to be very positive about what you feel will come to you, you are capable of, what the universe has in store for you. Try to avoid negative statements, using words like never or always. Those things, you know, kind of trip up your manifestation. And always put like a date on it. You know, say, I would like to have this stuff by, you know, and see what happens, see what the universe comes up with for you. Because a lot of times, most time, you're going to be so happily surprised, you're not going to believe what you're capable of manifesting. And just when you realize what kind of power you have to change your life and to change your circumstances and to allow the universe to bring you what you want through the law of attraction. So I hope you all had a very awesome day and a fabulous route or slide into the new year, and we'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.